Transforming Bodies, a judgment-free zone where Trish answers all your burning questions about aesthetics procedures. Find out what and who is the latest and greatest, and gain clarity on what options are out there to leave you feeling good in your body.
Hello listeners, it's Trish Hammond here from the Transforming Bodies podcast. And today, this is the second time I'm doing a podcast with this lovely lady. Today, I'm here with Yola Chiavara. Now, she's from Reveal Australia. Yola's business has been going for just 3 years and she's got an amazing range of products. So we're going to have a talk about them today. So welcome, Yola.
Thanks for having me again. I've been a bit looking forward to this. Thanks, Trish.
Me too. It's been ages. Yes. Like it's been a long time.
We just bumped into each other. So yay.
I know. Well done. So tell us, first of all, because obviously you've been in the aesthetics industry for ages. So tell us first as an intro, like how did you get into aesthetics and what led you directly to where you are now?
Oh, from when I was 10, I used to play in my auntie's beauty salon in Western Australia. So I grew up with skincare in my veins and the smell of wax. You know, I loved every bit about beauty. And so from then on, I made it my mission to get into beauty. I did get into being a beauty therapist and managing salons for a while, but I love the business side of it. So it wasn't long before I entered more of the sales, marketing and training part of our industry. And the biggest change is when I started in medical aesthetics in 2005 with QMed back in the day, which is now Galderma. So I was there for 8 years and then I managed a few skincare companies like Jan Marini, I worked with Abaji. Skincare's always been my thing. Eventually I knew I'd go out on my own and it was a bit daunting but also very exciting 3 years ago when I finally started Reveal.
Fantastic. Well done. You know, it's so interesting because I also did beauty therapy in 1983. I got my qualification, but then when I went out there, I thought, I don't want to touch anyone. I'm just interested in the skincare.
Serious? That was exactly what I was like. I was just product technology, ingredient technology. Yeah, I was the same. I wanted the treatments, but I didn't want to give other people.
Me too. So tell me, you like obviously because you know about products, you know like there's products and there's products and there's products and there's a lot of crap products on the market. And I know that you only have a few select pieces, but you've actually aligned yourself with really good quality products. Can we just first of all run through what your ranges are and then we'll talk about how you kind of started them and then a bit about them?
Yeah, sure. Really, I felt that there was a need for retail products, especially for medical aesthetics, that were easy to sell at the top of their game and could be trained on really quickly and efficiently, because a lot of clinics out there, and beauty salons for that matter, are very modality focused. Whether you're using lasers or you're doing injectables, at the end of the day, your big ticket items are from treatment. So I wanted to look and explore ranges that could be not just an addition but an enhancement to those treatments without having to compromise time spent on the treatment. So for me, multitaskers were really important. So I've been sent so many products since I started Reveal and they have to tick a lot of boxes to make it into the portfolio because ultimately I have to know that they're going to work in a clinical environment and not capitalize on treatments but rather enhance them.
Yeah, right, because your first baby was what?
It was Adore Eyes. So that was a little bit special and that came from, again, like most good things, a personal need because I was one of those lash addicts where I used lash serums that had that drug in them called prostaglandin and I used to source them from all around the world because they're actually banned in Australia.
Well, tell us about that because a lot of people don't know, like the average... Well, I think the average person doesn't know about it and our audience is, I mean, we do have an audience of practitioners and that, but for the average person, like what is that and why is it bad for you and how can we even buy that stuff?
Oh, look, I'm happy to be the ambassador for this because, and I'm glad you asked, because so many people don't know and even me knowingly applying these products, I still didn't fully appreciate the damage it was doing to my eyes and there's a reason the TGA has them banned. So prostaglandin is essentially a hormone and it's used in glaucoma medication. And what happens with what they found with glaucoma patients is that their lashes were growing at an astronomical rate. So Big Pharma thought, hang on, let's just tackle this and make a product made out of this prostaglandin and sell it. And it went gangbusters globally. But what happened, the problem is it causes lots of side effects. Like, you know, a lot of these medications, we aren't supposed to use them long term. I personally used various different prostaglandin-based serums for over 5 years. And some of the side effects are things like dry eye, styes, changing of your eye colour. These things are the three most common, and also irritation of the eyes. So for me, my story after using these lash serums, because I love my lash aesthetic, I love having long lashes. I mean, who doesn't? But as you get older, you want your eyes to look bigger, and having long lashes is beautiful for that. So giving it up was not something I ever considered, but I ended up getting such chronic dry eye syndrome that when I got a bit of mascara trapped in my eye, I ended up in hospital having to have it removed. And if you can conceptualize having eye surgery fully awake, happened to be with my new partner at the time. We'd only been dating 2 months and he watched my eyeball being peeled open. But that was literally because instead of blinking away the mascara, like we all get things in our eyes, I had no mucosa on my eye, and it literally started working its way into my eyeball. And it was actually at the Stephen Liu conference. I was rushed to emergency, the Eye and Ear Hospital in Sydney, and they removed it. And they said, that's when they said, why? Do you have a familial condition of dry eye? And I was like, prostaglandin. Like, I knew.
Yeah.
But how many people out there don't know, you know, and how many people out there are suffering for the sake of their lashes? So I made it my mission to find a non-prostaglandin-based serum, lash serum, that still worked but obviously had zero side effects, and something that I could genuinely hand on heart provide to my stockist, knowing that it was fully compliant, because it's easy to not be compliant. You can, you know, basically get your product in from China, put your name on it, Bob's your uncle. It's very hard to control the chain of supply when you are white labeling, especially around the eyes. You know, you can't be too careful. So when I found Adore Eyes, I did all my own local trials, and it's a Canadian product. Canada happens to have even stricter regulatory requirements when it comes to cosmetics. So I was just very, very lucky to stumble across this product. Loved it. All my friends tried it. We did local trials. We fell in love with it. It takes a bit longer to work than the prostaglandin, so it's really important. I'm very transparent about that. I kind of think the prostaglandin serums are like taking a steroid, whereas Adore Eyes is like going to the gym and eating healthy.
Yeah, right.
You get there without side effects, but it takes a bit longer.
Yeah.
So that's the analogy I use. And look, if you're using it and you're compliant once or twice a day, you're going to see the results. So I approached them and I said, I love it. Do you have a distributor in Australia? Nope. Bang. That's right. How it was born. And since then, they've become a global phenomenon. They're actually really big now, and they're bringing in new products. So, yeah, they're doing amazing. Exceptionally well.
And so tell me, with the the prostaglandin ones, if it's not approved by the FDA, by the TGA, how can we buy it? How can we allow to buy it?
We can't. What was happening is that people were buying it illegally, bringing it in from overseas, and companies were spiking their product with that ingredient and not declaring it. Hence the recent recall of a major brand that was doing that. So it's really exposed the industry in a good way, really, because it's exposing companies that were doing the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. And it's making people be more diligent. And hopefully, what I hope is that consumers do their due diligence. You know, even things like it has to have stamped country of origin. It has to be sealed. You know, you need to be looking for this sort of thing when you're purchasing a lash serum.
Yeah.
And transparency with ingredients as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really scary when you think about it like that. Like, I'm not dedicated enough to use a lash serum every day. I go through, you know, randomly use it, but I want the long lashes. But I do get scared because I've heard so many things, so I kind of shy away. So I'm looking forward to trying that one, I've got to say. But all right, so that was your first product, was Adore Eyes.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us about what else have you got?
Because I've been, I'm a skin person from way back, I've always loved skincare. I started my journey trying to find a good skincare brand. And it was really hard. I was sent things from all over the globe because I don't, for me, it's all about efficacy and experience and simplicity. So it was very hard to find a brand that ticked those boxes. And I literally stumbled across this one brand myself by being given a sample, if you can believe it, because I normally hate samples. Yeah. I think samples don't do anything. You've got one application, you know, don't even come at me with a sample. But for some reason, I opened this sachet and I put this beautiful balm on. Instantly, I was transported in terms of the scent of the product. But then overnight, I noticed a big change in my skin, and I've never had anything work so fast. Wow. So in terms of suppleness, softness and hydration, and I found myself getting the knife out to scrape this sample, and I thought, hang on, if I love it and I'm the biggest snob with skincare and I'm a medical girl, like I come from more the medical skincare space, if I like it, I think others are going to like it too. So I reached out to them. They're a French-Australian brand. The product's made in Paris, and it's got French and Australian botanicals in it. It's called La Fervance, and it just so happened that the person who created it is from Melbourne.
Oh.
So she happened to move back to Melbourne after a 3-year stint making La Fervance, and it just so happened it was just timing. I met her, we really hit it off. We have the same values. That's really important to me.
Oh, yeah.
Hugely important, and it just happened. It was, dare I say, organically. Yeah. It happened organically.
Happened organically, Trish.
And it just, it's just been wonderful ever since. So bringing this product to people, it is really only two products in the range.
That's what I was
gonna ask
you,
it is only two.
The idea of simplicity, because I can't be. I mean, I've got ranges. I'm supposed to use five, and I only use two things ever because I can't be bothered using any more than two. So tell me about the two products that are in it.
The emblematic product of La Fervance is called the Eclat Extraordinaire. And it's basically, it's a balm. It's not like anything you've tried. So you can use it in three ways, another reason I love it. So you can use it as a nighttime ritual, which is like a night cream. So you use that every night, and that's probably the most common way to use it. That's how I use it. But you can use it a bit thicker as a mask as well, a really deeply hydrating mask. And you can even use it as a primer on a very minuscule amount, by the way. And that has become a bit of a sensation since they started using it on the set of Emily in Paris.
Okay, I love that show.
Yes. So do you know the actress Philippine, who is the head of Le Cadeau in Emily in Paris? She's the beautiful French actress who owns the PR and marketing agency.
Yeah.
So she bought it to set.
Oh.
That's how, because she bought
the
it.
The older lady in
yes.
it. I loved her. I loved her.
She's, girl crush, right?
Yeah.
Total girl crush. She's a very famous French actress, and she bought it to set, unbeknownst to La Fervance.
Oh, wow.
They didn't even know about this, which is, again, that organic.
Organic.
Yeah, it's just it comes into its own. They don't spend money on marketing this company. It's all word of mouth, and it's all through just people trying the product and loving it. So she bought it to set. They all fell in love with it, and they started using it under makeup because it's really beautiful as a beautiful dewy base.
And is it like, because there's two products, so that's one.
The other one's a gommage. So it's an exfoliating product.
Okay.
So it's a traditional gommage. You might remember that word, Trish, from your early beauty days.
Maybe.
It basically means exfoliation, but it's a physical exfoliant mixed with the chemical exfoliant.
Okay.
So it's got ground olive pip, it's got sea salt in it, but it also has ingredients like Aussie ingredients, mango, papaya and pineapple extract. So they're AHAs.
Yeah, right.
So it's quite an effective gommage, and you again, multi-ritual. So you can use it even as a full resurfacing mask. So leave it on for 10 minutes, you get the best glow that way. I use it every second or third day as a second cleanse.
Yeah,
that's my easy go-to.
So you can use it as a cleanse as well? Because I was thinking, is this
Is it
an actual range? Like, is it a complete range? Even though there's only two, like, can you get by with it?
Just you can get by with just two products.
Yeah, right. I believe that.
Two products and a sunscreen.
Yep. 100%.
Yep.
Right up my.
That's own. Literally. I know. Yep. And I think too, as we get older, Trish, too, we want the best quality, but we want minimalist because we just want things to do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And we want to enjoy them. So the whole dopamine beauty movement is huge now. Yeah. Through COVID, we learned to appreciate the not just the finer things, but our self-care, our wellness. Yeah. And I know you living in Byron Bay would fully appreciate that concept, but the average person sitting at home started appreciating the whole experiential side of skincare a lot more. Mm-hmm. So La Favance comes into its own in that department because the scent of it, the texture, they even made the scent to suit the product. So it's not a scent they went and bought somewhere. Yeah. They actually got the therapeutic scent made in Grasse, the fragrance capital of the world.
I'd say it's the perfect place to do that.
Totally. And even then, it's only 1% of the product, but when you apply it, it evokes feelings, especially the eclat evokes a feeling of grounding, whereas the exfoliating, the gommage, that it's very stimulatory and more of a feel-good scent. Right. So you've got all the bells and whistles on both products, and the gommage was the one they bought out second.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Well, I can't wait to try that one as well. Yes. It actually sounds almost like it's making me hungry, but hungry for not food, but hungry.
Nurturing yourself. Hungry for nurturing.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And tell me, and what's the third range that you've got?
So TUK Makeup, which stands for the Touch Up Kit. Okay. So I met a couple of makeup artists just over a year ago now in Melbourne, and they'd formulated this amazing makeup based on the fact that they wanted to create a palette where you could make your own makeup. And they had minimal colours, and it's all about looking after the skin because one of the founders has rosacea. Mm-hmm. So she would flare up even from a mineral makeup. She would have rosacea flare up. She couldn't find anything for herself, even though she was Channel 10 makeup artist, did all the celebs, could not find anything. Yep. She started formulating this makeup range with her partner Danielle, and it's all about sustainability because you buy the palette and then you just put your inserts in. So I collaborated with them and it was very exciting because we created this preset palette based on Fitzpatrick types.
Oh my god,
yeah, you love
and
that.
For those that don't know, because it's new to me, it's just a different like 1 to 6 is basically a different color of your skin basically.
That's right, it's categorizing the skin according to color, and it's mostly due to color and its reaction to the skin to the sun. So there's Fitzpatrick's 1 through to 6. So the range is designed to suit Fitzpatrick 1 through to 5, and there's only 4 palettes. So you literally know roughly what Fitzpatrick you are, and you can go, okay, that would be my palette then. And because these girls are such talented makeup artists, they knew what colours suit that Fitzpatrick. Yeah. So it takes the guesswork out of it. I honestly think because it's been made in Australia, it's suitable. The colours are suitable for Aussie skins.
Yeah.
A lot of makeup we tend to buy, which you may have found when you go to even MAC or to Mecca, you try and find a colour and they're often too orange-based. That's because a lot of them are formulated in the US.
Yeah.
And because of the different skin colourings there's a lot more Hispanic people there that require more of a yellow and orange base.
Yeah.
So I find that the 4 palettes that there are really suit the majority of skin tones. And we celeb match them. It's amazing how many people relate to celebrities. So we say, for example, the fair light palette's your Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
The light to medium palette is your Margot Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
The medium to tan is more your Eva Longoria. And the tan to dark is more your Beyoncé.
I'm Beyoncé.
So you're the Beyoncé, see? And there's always a celeb that we sort of identify with, and I find that the easiest way.
It's such a good, such a good, match.
Yes.
Well, tell me, so when you say a palette.
Yes.
Do you mean just like a one pot colour?
Good question. So it is the palette houses two foundation shades, mm-hmm. a blush, a bronzer, a setting powder, a highlighter, and a lip balm.
Nice. So you pretty much got
a whole thing in a thin palette. And it's so thin. So it's the size of an iPhone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds perfect.
Yeah. So they designed it to as a touch-up kit. So you take it everywhere to touch up. But to be honest, people are using it as their full makeup because they want one-stop shop.
Yeah.
That's what we want now.
And also I think as well with our, or for me, I travel quite a bit. I don't want to take everything with me. I just want the bare minimum of what I need to get by with. And if that's what I use forever, I'm happy with that as well. And it sounds like it's not the bare minimum, but it's minimalist, which is right up my alley.
Yeah. And because each of the inserts can be replaced, it's very sustainable as well because there's no packaging. Once you buy the empty palette, that's it, and you fill it, you just keep buying the refills. You don't need to buy a whole palette.
Yeah. And so tell me, so for the people that are listening out there, so it's all of your range is only available from practitioners or clinicians, is that right?
Adore Eyes is professional only. Yeah. La Favance is mostly professional. They do have a website, but that mostly the business is through professional. Yeah. TUK have their website, but to be honest, a lot of stockers like the fact that they have a website because a lot of my stockers don't like to stock the little inserts. They just like to sell the preset palette, and then when you go to get the replacement, you just buy it from the TUK website.
Yeah.
Yes.
So how can someone like me who's not a practitioner buy any of your products now?
Good question. So we have a Find a Stockist portal on my website, revealaustralia.com.au. So if you are in a suburb and you want to know where to buy those products, you just enter your suburb in and I write you or my team writes you a personal email with your nearest stockist.
Oh, my God, amazing, amazing. Anything exciting in the horizon that we should be looking forward to? Can a little sneak peek?
You're actually the first person I've talked to about this, so this is cool.
Yeah.
We're launching a new product that Adore Eyes has brought out because they're really big into peptide technology. That's what makes their lash serum work.
Yeah.
They've actually been given grants from the government to explore their peptide technology and they are really into the sustainability movement.
Yeah.
So they've been able to harness a peptide from grape must from local wineries.
From what grape?
Grape must. What's left... I think it's called must. It's the bit that's left over from the grapes after they're harvested and made into wine.
Oh, so a bit like when you make the tomato sauce, it's that little tomato skins left over. This is the grape
It's highly potent. So they've managed to gain an antioxidant from that and there's peptides in it. What it is, I feel like doing that. It's going to be a lip product.
Oh,
yeah, so it's a lip treatment product. So we're officially launching it in 2 weeks. Shh, don't tell anyone.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Excellent. And that'll be on Reveal Australia as well?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, my God, amazing. I'm so excited.
Yeah,
and look,
me too.
Big kudos to you. You've done so well. Like to see, I remember the first virtually week that you started. We were in at the Taronga Zoo.
Oh,
I think
yes.
It was, or somewhere near there. And you just started. No, it wasn't there. It was Stephen Lewis. Oh, I don't know where it was. But anyway, and you virtually started. That week, you just sort of started your business. That was 3 years ago. And like, my God, what you've done since then is amazing. So well done to you.
Thank you very much. It's really exciting. It's very validating. And I feel like I can use a lot of the knowledge that I've gained over the, 30 years in this industry to benefit stockers. But that's what I'm all about. I'm bringing out 2 education programs this week, this year too.
Mm-hmm.
So they launch next week. So it's all about empowering the clinician and how to make the better recommendations, how to improve retail without sounding like a salesperson.
No one wants that. But by the same token, we want to buy the stuff that's good for us.
We want to know. Yeah. So I'm really focused on the service side of what I do this year and running training programs with stockers.
Amazing. We'll watch this space, hey?
Oh, I hope you do.
I will. Thanks so much for joining us. And just before we go, so if someone's got a clinic and they want to stock some of your products, they can just also go to revealaustralia.com.au.
Yeah, we've got another part of our website that is Become a Stocker. So you just click the form and
amazing.
Off you go. Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. It's so good to talk to you.
Pleasure. So guys, have a listen. It's Reveal Australia, R-E-V-E-A-L, australia.com.au. And check out Yola. And it's actually spelled I-O-L-A. So thanks for joining us, Yola.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Bye. Got a burning question for Trish? Message her on Instagram at Transforming Bodies or join the 12,000 plus people in the Facebook group Plastic Surgery Support Forum for Aussie Chicks.